Have you ever been riding along and everything feels normal? Traffic is moving, the road looks clear, and suddenly a car turns left directly in front of you. Not slowly, not tentatively, just right across your lane like you're not even there. No horn, no hesitation, just a driver committing to the turn while you're closing the distance. And the first thought that hits your mind is always the same.
How did they not see me? If you ride long enough, you will eventually experience this moment. Some riders walk away from it with nothing more than a racing heartbeat. Others don't get that chance. The information we'll be discussing will help you become a safer, more aware rider. Today, we're going to talk about mistakes riders make on the road. Some are obvious. Things like target fixation, riding in a blind spot, entering a corner too fast, panic braking, or following too close. But there's one situation that deserves special attention, because intersections are the most dangerous place a rider will encounter. And the most dangerous moment inside that intersection is the left turn trap. TTI, the Texas A&M Transportation Institute, did a 5-year motorcycle crash analysis. In their analysis, they found that among multi-vehicle crashes at intersections, the most common contributing factor was failure to yield the right of way while turning left. So, no matter how long you've been riding, these tips are for you. You may just keep yourself from becoming a statistic. So hang on tight, here we go. Welcome along for another hangout, everyone. In our hangouts, we discuss stories from the saddle, motorcycling experiences, and biker-related topics.
Let's get to it.
If you're a part of the 93% that are new to the channel, welcome. Something in the algorithm thought you might appreciate a different kind of motorcycle conversation. Around here, we go a little deeper. And to the returning viewers and frequent commenters, especially subscribers, I appreciate you more than you know.
New at 5, a fatal crash in Escambia County, Florida this morning. The crash happened on Highway 29 near Milstead Road around 9 a.m. Florida Highway Patrol says a man riding a motorcycle at high speeds tried to lay his bike down to avoid hitting an SUV, turning left onto the highway. The biker was unable to avoid the vehicle and crashed into him. The motorcyclist was killed in the crash. Officials have not released the identity of the biker. The driver of the SUV suffered minor injuries.
Here's the moment the driver is going to make his decision. Do you see something? If not, don't feel too bad. The driver didn't see anything either.
Let's explain the term, left turn trap. It's one of the most common and dangerous situations a motorcyclist encounters on the road. It happens when a vehicle traveling in the opposite direction turns left across the rider's lane, directly into the motorcycle's path. The typical scenario looks like this. The rider is traveling straight through an intersection. A car approaching from the opposite direction is waiting to turn left. The driver looks towards the oncoming traffic, believes the lane is clear, and commits to the turn. But the rider is already there. Suddenly, the motorcyclist has very little time or space to react. The rider may try to brake hard, swerve, or do both, but because the distance closes so quickly, the margin for error is extremely small. This is why the situation is so dangerous. The motorcycle is approaching at speed, the car is crossing the rider's path, and the rider is forced into an emergency maneuver in a very short time window. This term trap is used because the situation develops in a way that can leave the rider with very few good options. From the rider's perspective, everything may look normal while approaching the intersection. The driver appears to be waiting. Traffic is moving normally. Nothing initially signals that danger is about to develop. Then the driver turns. At that moment, the rider is effectively trapped by the geometry of the intersection. The braking distance may be too short, the swerve space may be limited by other traffic, the crossing vehicle blocks the escape path.
All craft, pull up!
Okay,
take evasive action. Green goo, skip across the whole sector and each other.
Admiral, we have enemy ships in Sector 47.
It's a trap.
Sorry, I couldn't resist. The writer didn't intentionally enter danger, but once the turn begins, they are suddenly in a situation that's difficult to escape. Therefore the name, Trap. I remember the first time it happened to me. I was riding through a fairly normal intersection, nothing dramatic, midday traffic, clear weather, good visibility. A car was waiting to turn left across my lane. I saw the driver looked right at me, at least I thought they did. So I rolled forward, assuming they had seen me and were waiting for me to pass. Then the car moved. Not slowly either. They committed to the turn like the road was empty. For a split second, my brain struggled to process what was happening. It's that strange moment where time compresses and your instincts take over. I squeezed the brakes and shifted slightly in the lane. I stopped. The driver finally noticed me and stopped right in the intersection, blocking traffic. They looked completely confused. Not angry, not apologetic, just confused. Like they had no idea how I appeared out of nowhere. I have learned from experiences like these. Every time I'm approaching a car waiting to turn left triggers a mental alert. That vehicle might turn. That guy doesn't see me. Riders who recognize the left turn trap early can prepare by adjusting lane position, covering the brakes, reducing speed slightly, and watching the vehicle's wheels for movement. Understanding these tactics doesn't eliminate the risk entirely, but it helps riders to anticipate a situation that otherwise appears suddenly and unexpectedly. And that anticipation can make the difference between a close call and a crash. And that leads to a question riders ask all the time. How can someone look directly at a motorcycle and not see it? One explanation is something called inattentional blindness. Human beings don't see everything in front of them. Our brain filters information based on what it expects to find. Drivers are usually scanning for cars, trucks, SUVs, semis, you know, the usual stuff. Large shapes that fill a big part of the road. Motorcycles are smaller, so the driver's brain simply doesn't register the motorcycle as a threat, or even that it exists. They're looking, their eyes are gathering the information, but the brain doesn't process it, which means in the driver's mind, the intersection is clear. Headlamps can help a driver see you on the road. While they may not be looking for motorcycles, they are usually looking out for lights.
How about this time? The headlamp really helps, doesn't it?
I had another moment years later that really drove this point home. I was approaching an intersection with a pickup truck waiting to turn left. The driver looked directly at me. I could swear we made eye contact. So again, I assumed they were waiting. And then, just like before, the truck started to turn. The movement forced me into a quick brake and lane adjustment. Nothing dramatic happened, but afterwards I remember thinking, that guy looked right at me. That's when I really started researching inattentional blindness and how the brain processes threats. Because from the driver's perspective, there truly was no threat detected. There's another visual effect that can make motorcycles harder for drivers to detect, and it's something most people never think about while they're behind the wheel. It's called force perspective. Force perspective happens when objects that are different distances away appear to line up from the viewer's point of view. When that happens, one object can visually blend into another, almost like it disappears into the background. And motorcycles are especially vulnerable because they're narrow. Let me give you an example. You're riding toward an intersection. A car is waiting to turn left across your lane. From your perspective, everything looks clear. You're out in the open lane, headlight on, you're riding straight toward that open intersection. But from the driver's seat, the angle is completely different. Your motorcycle might line up perfectly with something in the background, or maybe a car behind you, a road sign, a telephone pole, or even the frame of the windshield. For a moment, the motorcycle visually merges with those objects. To the driver, it doesn't stand out as a separate moving vehicle. It just becomes part of the background. I've experienced this a couple of times riding on multi-lane roads where I realized I had been visually stacked with another vehicle from the driver's point of view. From where I was sitting on the bike, I felt completely visible. I had space around me and a clear lane. But from the angle of the driver waiting to turn, my bike was probably lined up with another vehicle behind me. So instead of seeing two separate vehicles, the driver's brain likely registered just one larger object further away. That's forced perspective at work. This is another reason why riders sometimes feel like they were completely visible, while the driver insists they never saw the motorcycle at all. The human eye and brain rely heavily on contrast and movement to separate objects in the environment. When forced perspective stacks those objects on top of each other, that separation disappears. The motorcycle effectively gets camouflaged by geometry. That's why small lane adjustments can make a difference when approaching intersections.
Lateral movement inside of the lane also helps to improve the chance of being seen.
Even a small shift left or right in your lane can break that alignment and make the motorcycle stand out as its own moving object again. You're not just changing position on the road. You're changing the angle of perception for the driver watching the intersection. And sometimes that tiny change in perspective is the difference between being seen and being
invisible. Let's take a look at lateral movement from an overhead perspective. As I'm approaching this intersection, I'm going to assume this driver has murder in his heart. So what I'm going to do is laterally move from position 1 to position 3, position 1 to 3, and then back to 1. What this will do is it will make it so that I can break through that driver's inattentional blindness. Since there's no traffic to the right, I can make an even bigger movement by using the right lane. If I'm approaching this intersection and this light turns yellow, the best thing I can do is stop.
There's another factor at play too. Motorcycles create something researchers call a size arrival problem. Because the motorcycle is smaller, drivers struggle to judge how fast it's approaching. To them, the bike looks further away than it actually is. So the driver thinks, I've got time to make this turn. But the motorcycle closes that gap much faster than the brain expected. By time the driver realizes the mistake, the rider is already in the danger zone. Now, here's the uncomfortable part riders don't always like to talk about. Sometimes we contribute to the problem. When I'm approaching an intersection and the light turns yellow just before I get there, my first instinct is the same as many riders have. Roll on the throttle and make it through. At the same time, a car waiting to turn left will see that yellow light too. In their mind, they probably think the same thing many drivers think. The vehicle coming toward me will slow down and stop. But we don't slow down. We speed up. And for a moment, the driver and the bike are both operating on completely different assumptions. If we're lucky, the driver will hesitate long enough for us to pass through. But this is one of those moments that reminds you how quickly miscommunication can happen at an intersection. Sometimes you can use other traffic as a shield, but often this can lead to a close call or worse. If you like this sort of thing and would like to support the channel, the best way to do that right now is to click the subscribe button. Intersections stack up multiple risks on top of each other. You've got cross traffic, turning vehicles, signal changes, drivers watching multiple directions at once, and motorcycles, just because they're smaller, can easily get lost in that visual chaos, which means riders have to approach intersections with a slightly different mindset, not assuming drivers will see you, but assuming they might not. There are a few habits that can dramatically improve your odds. First, lane positioning. When approaching an intersection, try not to ride dead center in the lane. A slight shift left or right creates motion in the driver's field of view. That movement helps catch attention. Second, cover the brakes early. If a car is waiting to turn left, assume they might go. Preparing early gives you time to react. Third, adjust your speed before you get there. Even rolling off the throttle a little forces the driver to reassess the gap. And finally, watch the front wheels of the vehicle. Drivers lie with their signals all of the time, but the tires never lie. If those wheels start to move, you know exactly what's coming next. Riding mistakes come in many forms. Target fixation, blind spots, entering a corner too fast, panic braking, following too close, trusting a driver's signal, or focusing on the wrong threat. But when it comes to intersections, the left turn trap is the one every rider should always keep in the back of their mind. Because sometimes the danger isn't aggression or reckless driving. Sometimes the danger is simply not being seen. Now, I'm curious about something. Have you ever had a driver turn left in front of you, like you weren't even there? What happened? And how did you handle it? Drop your story in the comments. I'd really like to hear how other riders deal with these situations. And if you found this discussion helpful, hit the like button so more riders can see it. The more riders who understand these risks, the more riders make it home safe after the ride. Coming up, we'll delve deeper into why motorcyclists often go unseen by drivers and learn the science behind the invisible biker phenomenon. We'll also explore fascinating solutions inspired by nature, like lessons we can learn from the golden dart frog, and delve into primal fear and negative bias to give rarely considered perspectives on how we can increase our ability to be seen and stay safe on the road. If you would like to learn the difference between being visible and being seen on the road, stick around and hang out a while longer by clicking this video. If you'd rather get out there on the road, this video is for you. I would really like to hear your ideas for hangout topics and enjoy your questions or comments. I'll see you out on the road, and we'll see you next time.